Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Yes, that's where you're at. You're on Heart to Heart with Miss Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And Mama Betty, I've just responded to your WhatsApp. I saw your WhatsApp just now on the author and the name of the author of the book. I think if you contact Murutile Bepi, you'll be able to get all, you'll get all the information, Ma. Please do contact him. I've left his numbers right there, 071-352-4581. And family, I gave you the sounds of David D, and the title of the song is You Are Awesome. And our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed awesome. And yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday. I'm honored to be talking to a queen on the other side, Nikki Loops, who is a finance manager and legal architect at the Santa Shoebox Project. And we're talking about the urgent call of it to expand ECD access as 1.3 million children remain excluded. 1.3. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hi, Sibongile. I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm frightened by the number. It's too big a number.
It does sound very frightening, that number. We do also have to consider that 1.7 million currently do attend ECD programs. So it gets a little less scary when we look at it from that perspective. But it is still a large number of children that need to get into the system so that they can become productive adults when they leave school.
So, Nikki, why 1.3 million children remain excluded, and the implications for South Africa's future if we have such a big number of children excluded from ECDs?
It's purely an economics exercise that currently the subsidy of 24 rand a child does not cover the full cost of a basic quality ECD program. So it leaves a huge gap as parents are stretched as it is to finance their children's education. So they obviously would prefer to leave them out of early childhood programs until it's essential for them to attend, which is only grade R. So it's a delicate situation, and the government is trying its best to do something about it because the subsidy has gone up from the measly 17 rand a day to 24 rand a day.
Could it also be because maybe in the previous times we would have what we called crèches, where anybody could take care of the children, and we never, and now things have changed. We have quality kind of ECDs that are out there as well, and the children have to pay up. Could it be the reasons as well?
It is a lot of the reason, and I think we need to understand that the most crucial time of any child's development is that first 5 years of their lives. That's when the brain is connecting all the neurons, it's figuring out, it's laying down the foundation for the basis of all your education. So mathematics, language, communication skills, all of that. If you're not laying that down in those first 5 years of a child, you are definitely disadvantaging them to being able to learn better when they get to school. So, yes, the whole shift of what happens in those first 5 years of a child's life has definitely changed from just being a caretaking facility where the child is looked after to being vitally important education centres. So it's a very big shift in what we expect in that first 5 years of a child's development.
How about overcrowding? How are we doing in terms of ECDs? I know that in some schools there's a lot of overcrowding. One teacher would have to take care of like seven children, and I'm just wondering how are we doing when it comes to ECDs?
Well, to date, the ECDs that we've been dealing with, you possibly find in some ECDs that teachers are looking after up to 30 children, which at that early age is a large amount of children.
Of course.
But you'd ideally only be looking after about 10 to 12 children to be able to interact efficiently with those children.
So it does also plays a part, I guess.
It does. And it's due to the lack of finances, because these ladies need to be paid. They're doing a sterling job, a lot of them on very little income. So, it's a real crisis.
But Nikki, how does quality ECDs help close the inequality gaps and boost long-term national outcomes?
Well, I mean, if we'd be giving every child a quality ECD education, we'd actually be saving long-term on expenditure in later life, you know, on correctional rehabilitation, all that kind of expense that we see due to children being left behind at the early stage.
Mm.
So it's one of those situations where do you spend the money on ECD to make sure that we give these children the best start in life, or do we spend it later to try and bring them to speed and rehabilitate them into society? So it's a catch-22 situation.
Sure, and I'm just imagining, I think, when you're looking at what's happening in high schools, where we have children who are unable to even write their own names or even say their own names sometimes, or write certain things because of their develop, what do you call it, the stage, the early stage was not correctly done. So I'm wondering if we would say then we remedy later. If things are not getting well, what are the implications for South Africans' future as a result of this?
Well, it doesn't look the best, but I must say that this year at the Banapele conference that was held, I think it made quite clear that we need to start looking seriously at the development of early child development centres, because I think we've all realised that if we do not start at the bottom, we're never going to get the results we're looking at in matric. I mean, currently, it's one child that starts grade one will actually ever get to the point of having a tertiary qualification. So it's a very sad state of affairs. Hopefully with the investment that is slowly starting to happen in the ECD sector, that figure will change. But it's going to take us another generation to see that kind of difference.
So, but Nikki, what's the best? Is it best to even start with quality at foundation phase here with ECDs and grow with that? Yeah?
We definitely have to start with the quality at the beginning, because you have to influence a child's brain to make those connections, to have the basis on which to build a strong future. I mean, it's like building a house. If you start with a base with no foundation, the walls are going to collapse and the roof is never going to stay on. So it's the exact same principle when it comes to educating children. If you do not start with a good foundation, whatever you try and build on top of that, it's never going to last. It doesn't have the ability to support further learning. So it's vitally important that ECD is the focus, and it makes the difference.
Okay, here is one of our family members at Radio Pulpit saying, Spongile, thank you for talking to Nikki about this. I've been thinking of starting an ECD. Would that help if we started starting out with ECDs in our areas? Would that also accommodate the many children without school? Nikki?
Yes, every ECD that we build accommodates another 40, maybe 50 children, and that is a help. But there are many barriers of entry, unfortunately, to starting an ECD that is registered that will then get their government subsidy. So it's a long process, unfortunately, to get an ECD registered, because you need to have the correct amount of toilets, the correct structure in place. It's got to be registered with the city, whichever city you're living in, with their council first as a business, and then you can only apply to actually become a registered ECD program, where you will get your then 24 rand a day subsidy.
Mm. So it's going to be a long journey, and I guess you can't even operate until you are approved, ne?
There are many operating that aren't approved, but they are still battling to get approved.
Nikki, don't give me a heart attack.
No, there's nothing wrong with them operating. A lot of them are operating very, very good facilities.
Okay, all right.
That because of the barriers to entry and the cost of getting those, that approval is very hard for them. So they will carry on providing, most of them, a very good basic quality of education for these youngsters.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, programs like ourselves and many other non-profits are doing a lot of work to make sure that the women running these ECDs have a basic education on which to continue educating the children. So we fund many training programs, particularly in things like perceptual skills, which are so important for our young learners. And it's important for our educators to be able to understand if a child is not sufficiently able to use their perceptual skills, so that they can encourage those perceptual skills from young. So there's a lot of work being done, but obviously, as NPOs, we have limited resources as well to be able to support the ECDs, but we are doing our best.
All righty then, let's take a break, and then when we come back, Nikki, let's find out what is needed to make the ECD access to the 1.3 million children out there a reality. But let's take a break, and then we're coming back to talk some more with you and family. If you also want to talk to Nikki, she's still on the line with me, so you can also send a WhatsApp or call in. The number is 012-334-1322. Alternatively, use our WhatsApp number 082-657-2729.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Pila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
That's where you're at. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we gave you the sounds of Bohlale Phura, and the title of the song is Take Over. And yes, you are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, you have Dromini Johan Els on Something Else. And after that, Lukom Gwedi Puti will say hello to you on Spectrum. And Yama family, we are still on post-campaign, or on the post-campaign Visiothon 2025. And we are still saying family would like to join hands with you one more time. If a Radio Pulpit has been a blessing to you in any way, it has been a blessing to you through music, through encouragement, through anything. You have been blessed by this ministry. You have been empowered by it as well. We're asking you a question, and the question is, will you help keep Radio Pulpit's voice alive? Will you help keep Radio Pulpit's voice of faith alive? If you say so, you can SMS the word GIVE to 37871, or you can WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729. So earlier on, as we were talking to Pastor Lebebe, he asked a question, and he only catched the phrase where I said, in the near future, you might not be able to tune into 657 AM any longer. And that could be possible because of the possible national shutdown of AM frequencies. And that causes the voice of Radio Pulpit, our ministry, to be under threat. But it is a turning point for us. It is a turning point for you as well, my family, because Radio Pulpit is already offering sustainable solutions to this challenge. And so we have launched 4 web radio stations, which are Radio Pulpit 657 AM online and the I Am Youth Web radio station, and 2 new radio stations, which are Radio Council Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. And so this is where we will continue to broadcast on when that possible national shutdown of AM frequencies comes to being. But we say, for us to continue, for us to secure the sustainability of the new 4 radio stations and 4 new ways of listening, we still need to reach our Visiothon target of 3 million rands. And my family, we need your support, your continued support in that. And we are grateful for every support that you give to Radio Pulpit. And if you have been blessed, you have been challenged, you've been encouraged, will you help keep Radio Pulpit's voice alive? And how do you do so? You can just pledge and give. You can even deposit immediately if you desire to do so. EFT as well into our account. So you give, you can SMS GIVE to 37871 to get to the banking details, or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 to get the banking details. And you can EFT or even pay directly into our account.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Hello, Tundate Komana Waje. So, Dumela, sir, thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. And hello to family members, wherever you are at, the family members of Radio Pulpit. I guess I'm not alone. I am with Nikki Loops. And we are talking on urgent call, or we are talking about an urgent call that is there to expand ECDs, because ECDs access, as we have 1.3 million children who are excluded, who remain excluded. And Nikki is, of course, a finance manager and legal architect at the Santa Shoebox Project. So, Nikki, what is needed to make the ECD access a reality for the 1.3 million children that are excluded currently, or even moving forward into the future?
Well, the Department of Basic Education has put a lot of things in place, and one of them is that Banapela, they had a registration drive, and they're predicting that at least another 10,000 ECDs will be registered by the end of this year, which is great news. Currently, we have about 42,420 ECDs in the country, which is a very large number to be talking about. And, you know, to add another 10,000 will be absolutely great to alleviate some of the problems that we're currently facing in that market.
Sure. And we're hoping that the 1.3 will be covered. after all of that?
Well, no. I mean, the one point, the aim of 1.3, that is by 2030. That is the aim, to have the 1.3 enrolled in ECDs by the year 2030. So we still have a couple of years ahead of us to get that done. But yeah, it takes, you know, it's going to take a lot of input from businesses and private people alike to support the ex-government, you know, your NPOs, your private individuals who are starting ECDs, to be able to support them to get to the point where they are registered and are recognized ECD programs, so that they do qualify to get the grants that are out there for them. So it's a huge task that lies ahead.
So another family member says, is there any school Mariana, I'm going to ask you to just rephrase, because I'm going to misquote you right there. Homeschool. Is there any homeschool for children with in ECDs or like in schools? Nikki?
I'm not aware of any online homeschool programs for early childhood development, the early childhood development sector. There are many programs that can be purchased to assist children at home, but there's not a... It's not like with normal schooling, there's a homeschool foundation that runs and governs homeschools. I haven't heard of anything like that in the early childhood development sector. So that is also a possibility. But we've also got to remember that with young children, an essential part of their development is their social skills. Because without social skills, it would be very difficult for them to understand a lot of the perceptual things, like visual interpretation of information, their spatial, you know, development, their relationships and distances between other people, their body awareness, all those type of basic perceptual skills that a child needs to learn in their first 5 years. Are very difficult to teach unless they are in
unless you're trained for it.
Social environment.
Well, and it's also building so their social life, I believe, because they are social beings and they really need others like of their age to grow and to build relationships and all that. All right. As we are closing, what are your words of closure on this subject and encouraging those who are showing interest into making sure that these children are also covered? And you say by 2030, right?
Yeah, the 1.3 extra 1.3 million need to be enrolled by the year 2030.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's not far away, but it is doable if we all pull together. And I mean, like ourselves, the Centre Shoebox Project, we concentrate all our additional spending on the early childhood development field. So we build schools. We're building our sixth school currently. It will open on the 26th of July, which is very exciting. We train ECD teachers. We've just trained this year over 400 teachers in basic skills to educate children. So it's the Lego play box training, it's perceptual skill training, it's using waste to create toys training. So it's all the very basic training that any ECD teacher should need to be able to stimulate the children that are in their care.
Mm.
And then we also do programs where we put teachers through their Level 4, NQF Level 4, which is the basic childcare education program. So we are doing what we can, and the more people support NPOs like ourselves, and there are many others in the sector that are also busy, you know, uplifting teachers in that sector so that they are able to educate our children correctly. So, yeah, that's the call. Support your NPOs that are supporting the future of our country. Because that's what it is. It is the future of our country.
All right. To find out more about this and how we can go about this and join hands with you guys, how do we get hold of the Santa Shoebox Project?
The best is to go onto our website, and it's santashoebox.org.za. Very simple.
Santa Shoebox, one word?
Yes. .org.za.
Nikki, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. So much that we have learned, and I think that sometimes we overlook such topics. We like, okay, we don't even see them. If nobody talks about them, we are not even aware that nobody is ministering to some of the children. We're thinking because our children are taken care of, they are going to ECDs, then all the other children are taken care of. That's the thinking that's out there. Yeah, but
sometimes the harsh realities are not in our face, but we need to have a look at them. Sibongile, thank you very much for having us on your program. I really enjoyed having a chat with you.
Thank you so much, Nikki, and have a blessed one.
You too.
And yes, bye-bye. And that, my family, is finance manager and legacy architect at the Santa Shoebox Project. And that is Nikki Lopes. And if you'd like to be in contact with them, they are santashoebox.org.za on their website. It's santashoebox.org.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.